first started, because you're playing in clubs and bar, you know, that sort of thing. And you've got, I mean, you've got to get people to stop drinking and everything, sort of look at a bar, and, you know, you've got to sort of like give them the works, you know. And if you're playing at some of them bars in Australia and things like that, and pubs and clubs, you know, the main sort of function is, you know, well, they go in there, you know, and they're open till, some of them are open till 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. So they sort of go, well, I've been in here 8 hours, I'm steaming drunk, you know, and they look around, they go, I can't find a woman, so I'll go hit that guy in the mouth. And they come there. So you got to sort of, that's what you sort of got to deal with a lot of time. People get fooled. They walk on a stage and believe that everyone loves them, you know. And you're suddenly blowing kisses everywhere, and you know, hey guy, it's Regan, you know. Little does he know when his time comes up, you know.
Album was good, but we wanted to sort of like just get back to just kicking ass again all the way, you know.
Yeah, that's the trouble. We've got to try and pick some songs, you know, off the album to do on stage. You know, there's, if we had, you know, like if all had our way, we'd do every one on stage and
4 hour set.
You'd end up with a 4 hour set and stretch our cases at the end. But that's a great sign on an album when everybody wants to, you know, could do any of the songs and enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Any one of them, you know. And that's the trouble we've got to try. And I'm sure when people come to concerts, an AC/DC concert, I'm sure everybody's got their own favourite song, you know.
Yes, we're in the new album. It's called Flicking the Switch.
Yeah.
I think the kids in America are really lucky. They've got more money, you know, and more entertainment. They've got more amenities than any other place in the world. They really have. When you come to a concert in America, you see the kids driving up in their cars, you know, with beer packs in the back. And you get to England, you see the poor buggers sitting out in the rain, standing in queues. You know, they just can't afford it.
Thank you.
I think your father said something once when he came to see us.
He said they went downhill when Johnson
died. he'd never been to a rock concert. And, he came to see us at Newcastle in England. And afterwards, one of the guys in the crew said, well, what did you think, Mr. Johnson? And he said, well, I was with Montgomery when we laid the big barrage down in Alamein. And he said, I was at Monte Cassino when the Americans flattened the place. He said, I've never heard anything like that. He says, we needed you guys bad in the Second World War.
Yeah.
When Bon was in the band, we were in Belgium once. We always wanted to get a song around his instrument. I didn't see it, but this guy standing behind me with a machine gun, you know.
Wow.
On the, you know, Belgian police, he just wandered on stage. So there was people, road crew, one of the road crew guys, very brave, jumped on him and pulled him off. So he went and got, like, their riot squad, you know. So they all come down to try to arrest the band between, like, the end of the show and the encores, you know. And they didn't succeed because we just went back on while they were all fighting at the side, you know. So, I mean, when you're short, you can get through a lot of legs. So that was one of them, as well, with Bedlam in Belgium, you know. A lot of people get offended by us, you know. We're not the sort of thing you, when you turn on your TV and you see something like us, it can, you know, sort of turn a lot of people off.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to see things, you know, people would put photos of somebody like Leif Garrett or something, you know, and they put a photo of you and say, this is the kid that mums love, you know, and they show this Leif Garrett. And this is the one that they all hate. They show you. Don't know why. Just because you're sitting on a toilet bowl. Having breakfast, yeah.
Thank you. for the last.